אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Now we're with Nirit Elon, who's the head of the Hostage Forum here in Melbourne, Australia. Welcome to SBS.
Hi.
Can I ask you, please, first of all, what your thoughts are on this 20-point peace plan that Trump has advised, and do you think it's going to go ahead, and do you think it's sustainable?
Well, I think you've asked a lot of questions. First of all, I think that anything that can stop the chaos and bring peace is the right thing, and I think Trump is the man to bring it and enforce it, because currently he's the strongest person, leader, and he's keen and very firm that this is what he wants to bring. And I think together with so many other leaders around the world, together they can actually make it happen. I'm very hopeful. We are still far away. We need to remember that both sides agreed to the frame and to the negotiation, not to the actual deal. There are two different things. But I think it's the first time in a very long time that we can actually see true deep negotiation is going to happen, and hopefully we're going to see the deal.
Have you had any communication coming from Israel, from the hostage families, and what are their thoughts at this point?
Their thoughts are that we need to put as much pressure as a community, global community, to make sure this is happening, because this is really the strongest chance we had for a very long time. And if that's not going to work, who knows what's going to work. So right now we have to be positive. We have to be full of hope and to support anyone who thinks that this deal needs to go ahead and to make sure it's happening.
Do you think that the collective trauma on either side could be an impediment to peace?
I think so. Look, I think at the end of the day, after Yom Kippur, which was the biggest trauma of Israel prior to October 7th, no one thought peace with Egypt will never happen. Egypt was Israel's biggest enemy. And it happened. It happened because people on both sides decided that it's enough. And the only way to stop that is to bring peace.
Imagine if we could see a Palestinian-Israeli peace hold in our lifetimes.
I think that will be amazing. And I think it's time for the region to heal, because it's not just Israel-Palestinians. It's the whole region that needs that peace, rebuild, and going back to normal life.
Nirit, I know that you've been working hard at the hostage forums. You've been campaigning every Sunday morning in Caulfield Park. You're going to be out of a job soon if these hostages do eventually come back. You'll be at your old technology job. How do you feel about that?
Well, I've just been volunteering, so it's not much of a change. But no, we will be grateful to have this conflict end and to have our hostages back home, all of them, all 48 of them. That's what needs to happen. Enough is enough.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My name's Jeremy Bracker. I'm a human rights academic and lecturer at Amrit T School of Law.
Jeremy, what are your hopes for this 20-point peace plan coming into effect as Donald Trump proposed with the Board of Peace headed by Tony Blair?
I want to see it implemented. I want to see it actualized. I want to see it happen. I have to say, as a unfortunately incurable optimist, I can't help but think that this time, with the support of the Arab countries, with Qatar and particularly Turkey invested in the plan, and Donald Trump putting his own personal reputation being Donald Trump, that might see this cross the line. There's so many obstacles and so many challenges still to be faced. But I really have a gut instinct that this is the time that we're going to have tears streaming down our faces, that we see the bombs stop in Gaza and we see our hostages coming home.
And do you think that the collective trauma from both sides could be an impediment to stop this sort of peace from happening, or at least a stable peace?
The impediment to this peace are the politicians that refuse to act like leaders. The impediment is not the collective trauma. On the contrary, it's the collective trauma of human beings, of Palestinians and of Israelis that have spilled their own blood, that want to see this peace come into being. They want to see a ceasefire. They want their hostages home, and Palestinians want to reclaim their lives.
Last question, if Hamas is indeed eradicated, is there a vacuum for another governance led by Palestinians to come in?
Hamas is an idea. It's hard to eradicate ideas. It's hard to reverse decades of extremism and political Islam, and we've seen this in many regions in the world. I sincerely hope that the Palestinian Authority will reform and that a different kind of leadership will emerge, but that the Arab countries now are offering Israel, together with the US and the UK, an ability to give security to Israelis, but at the same time promise Palestinians that a ceasefire is a ceasefire.
My name is Rick Benjamin. I am the chair of the New Israel Fund Australia.
Rick, do you believe that this 20-point peace plan proposed by Trump is actually going to hold and it's going to go ahead?
It's the most viable option that is available. There has been so much pain and suffering on both sides that everyone is looking to make this work. We just have to hope that the politicians are as committed as everyone else is to it.
And do you believe that the collective trauma on both sides could be an impediment to actually holding this peace deal?
Oh, no, I think quite the reverse. I think the trauma that everyone is feeling is exhausting. People in many ways feel inert from the energy that they exude either in their grief or in their attempts to stay alive and healthy. So there's no resistance there. The resistance is in the political leadership.
Do you believe that this second anniversary of October 7 has a more positive feeling to it at all, or is it wishful thinking?
Peace was always going to come. If it coincides with an anniversary, then some people will take solace from that. Hopefully others will see that it's a turning point that makes that this date a more positive one, but it's a coincidence.
In the absence of Hamas, who is potentially going to replace them, apart from the Board of Peace as proposed by Donald Trump with Tony Blair? Do you think that a more localised group could come in instead of Hamas?
The vacuum that's been created by Hamas's control and then demise has led to warlords and criminals taking arms and creating strongholds. So disarming them and creating peace is going to be as hard as the war. But the people who are wishing to be governed don't want any of this violence. They just want to return to a life where they can feed their family and return to school and start work again. So there will be resistance. It's not well understood that the closer you get to peace, the more violent those who oppose peace can become. So we should be under no illusions that it won't be difficult, but it is possible.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.